91X News.
It's plus one and mainly cloudy at noon. Good afternoon, I'm Taylor Rankema. Two people were rushed to hospital with injuries following a major collision near the residence entrance to Loyalist College this morning. Few details on the collision have been released. Witness reports say one of the vehicles T-boned the other at highway speed along the busy stretch of road. The road is used by hundreds of college students and staff daily. Drivers should be prepared for major delays along the Walbridge Loyalist Strip from Dundas Street to the college. A break and enter was reported at a Front Street business last night just before 11 p.m. When police arrived, they found the lock had been spun and an unknown suspect got inside, getting away with two electric guitars. The investigation is still underway. The Harper government will reintroduce legislation today that could make electronic surveillance easier for the authorities. In a response to a Liberal question, Public Safety Minister Vic Taves said Canada needs up-to-date laws to ensure criminals don't use technology to get away with crimes.
As technology evolves, many criminal activities, such as the distribution of child pornography, become much easier. We are proposing to bring measures to bring our laws into the 21st century and provide police with the lawful tools that they need. He can either stand with us or with the child pornographers.
Green Party leader Elizabeth May says it's horrifying that the Harper Conservatives would consider you to be siding with child pornographers simply because you care about civil liberties. Police are hoping to speak with more witnesses of a fatal crash on Highway 37 on December 20th. 31-year-old Jennifer Bug and 27-year-old Andrea Mannon were killed when their car was struck from behind by a transport truck and pushed into oncoming traffic. The accident happened at the intersection on Highway 37 and Wisers Road. The driver of the transport truck has since been charged, but police are interested in speaking with anyone who may have more information. Two fatalities in different parts of the country highlight the danger of walking on train tracks. Two teenagers were hit and killed yesterday while crossing or walking on rail lines because they didn't hear the trains coming. One teen died when he was struck by a CP Rail freight in Leduc, Alberta. The other accident happened in Oshawa, Ontario, where a 16-year-old boy was killed while crossing the tracks. Federal Labour Minister Lisa Raitt has offered a new mediator to help Air Canada and its pilots resolve their contract dispute. Raitt told both sides of the argument that any work stoppage would harm both the travelling public and the economy. Earlier mediation failed to bring the two sides together, and the pilots have been conducting a strike vote. The new mediator being offered by Raitt would initiate a six-month process aimed at settling the dispute. Many Ontarians are wondering what happened to the winter weather and what will come next. Keenan Weaver has the story.
Sporadic temperatures and quick changing conditions have led to people trading in their shovels for ice picks and umbrellas. Environment Canada warning preparedness meteorologist Jeff Coulson says several conditions have led to a change in precipitation patterns. Unusually warm water currents off the west coast of South America, called La Nina, and a lack of cold air from up north caused by a higher polar jet stream have led to sporadic changes.
So it's really the swing that we've seen, colder temperatures, some snow over a 1 or 2 day period, but then quickly replaced by a longer stretch of milder than normal weather, and that really is our winter so far in a nutshell.
Coulson says it's too early to know what spring will bring, but says it's likely to keep the heat. Keenan Weaver, 91X News, Belleville.
About 100 soldiers left CFB Gagetown, New Brunswick last night, bound for Afghanistan. Relatives wiped away tears as they sent the soldiers off on their eight-month stint training Afghan soldiers and police. They are the first of 450 soldiers from the Gagetown base headed to Kabul to relieve Canadian colleagues who've been in the Afghan capital since last summer. The BC government will be in court today to appeal last year's ruling that the children of sperm and egg donors should be allowed to learn their parents' identities. The province was ordered to amend the Adoption Act after a BC Supreme Court judge decided that laws protecting donor anonymity are unconstitutional. The case was fought by Olivia Pratton, a woman conceived in BC by donor insemination, who argued she deserved the same rights as adopted children. The BC government contends that donors have a right to privacy. The long-awaited Drummond Report is due tomorrow from the former TD Bank economist. It's expected to recommend harsh service cuts to Ontario's deficit. Finance Minister Dwight Duncan says the Drummond Report will recommend closing all-day kindergarten, but the finance minister says they won't do it. Duncan says the province will sell the LCBO's headquarters property, prime Toronto real estate, near the waterfront. He says it's a move expected to generate $200 million. The Belleville Bulls partnered with the Belleville General Hospital Foundation this past Saturday for a special charity event called Sticks and Stones. The Bulls donned one-of-a-kind jerseys that were auctioned off to purchase a holmium laser for the hospital. Jen Barrett is the director of development for the foundation and explained why the laser is needed.
It's used in our surgery department, and it is to help blast kidney stones, so it breaks them up and makes them smaller so that patients can pass them more easily.
Bulls draft prospect Brendan Gaunce said the laser is great for the hospital and was happy to help out the community.
Kidney stones obviously are a painful thing, and that's a great thing to have if you do get diagnosed with kidney stones.
The jersey auction raised over $20,000 toward the new laser. Whitney Houston's funeral on Saturday is going to be a small family affair at the request of her mother. The family's pastor says the service will be held at the New Hope Baptist Church in Newark, New Jersey, where Houston sang in the choir as a child. There was talk of holding the funeral in an arena like the Prudential Center, where the Nets and Devils play basketball and hockey. That's 91X News to 1206. Mark Venema has sports next.
Take the bus. It's always better. It doesn't matter what the weather. If it's too hot, they air condition, and in the rain, they're so efficient. No need to worry about the snow. Belleville Transit was built to go. They've got you covered in every season. From Monday through Sunday, they're all about pleasing. They're always on time with you on their minds, so go ahead and check out your schedule online. city.belleville.on.ca. Visit them today. And remember, take the bus. It's always better.
Good afternoon, I'm Mark Venema with 91X Sports. The league-leading Detroit Red Wings can make history tonight with a win over the visiting Dallas Stars. A victory would be their 21st straight at home, which would erase the record they currently share with the 1929-30 Boston Bruins and the 1976 Philadelphia Flyers. Detroit has not been beaten at home since a 4-1 loss to Calgary on November the 3rd. Two top teams in the Eastern Conference square off tonight as Boston hosts the Rangers. New York is looking to stretch its win streak to 4 while the Bruins go after their third win in 4 games. There are 8 other games, including Toronto at Calgary, the Islanders at Winnipeg, and Ottawa at Tampa Bay. In local action, the Napanee Raiders couldn't get it done on the road last night. The Raiders fell 3-1 to the Panthers in Port Hope in their first playoff game. Series shifts back to Napanee tonight. Game time, 7:30. Wellington Dukes kick off their first round of playoffs tonight. The Dukes will host the Kingston Frontenacs. Turning to the hardwood, Linsanity is about to touch down in Toronto. The New York Knicks are at the Air Canada Centre tonight to battle the Raptors and boast the biggest story in the NBA right now in point guard Jeremy Lin. Lin says while road games are fun, he can't wait to get back to Madison Square Garden.
When we go to the Garden and we play and the fans are out, come out in full force, I mean, that makes everyone excited. And we feed off their energy, and it's awesome to play in the Garden right now.
Last night around the NBA, LeBron James scored 35 points, and the Miami Heat finally found a way to beat Milwaukee 114-96. It's Miami's first win in 3 meetings with the Bucks this season. And the Charlotte Bobcats continued their dismal play, losing their 15th game in a row, 98-89 to Philadelphia. Reliever Casey Jansen and the Toronto Blue Jays made a change of plans. They won't be going to arbitration as was scheduled, instead agreeing on a 2-year contract worth $5.9 million U.S., Jansen was 6-0 last season with a 2.26 earned run average. A fire that broke out at the Olympic Park in London caused no major damage or injuries. The fire department says the blaze in containers holding 100 kilograms of dry wood ash started late yesterday. Olympics organizers described the cause of the blaze as mechanical, but did not elaborate. And Italy's premier has scrapped Rome's bid for the 2020 Olympics, saying the government can't supply the required financial backing at a time of financial crisis. Premier Mario Monti announced that it would be an irresponsible use of taxpayer money to fund the Olympic project. The decision came a day before the deadline for formal submission of bid files to the International Olympic Committee. The IOC will select the host city next year. Send us your team or league scores. Email sports at 91x.fm. That's sports. Here's Taylor Rankema with 91x weather.
Plus one and mostly cloudy this Valentine's Day with a chance of some flurries overnight. Tomorrow, partly sunny and 3 degrees. And for Thursday, a mild 4 degrees and some rain expected. At 12:10, it's 2 degrees. 91X News on the air and online at 91X.fm. I'm Taylor Rankema with Mark Venema. News is next at 1.
91X is CJLX, 91.3 FM, Belleville. And the home of...